When she handed back the pad, without tearing off the sheet that now held her image, Patrick looked badly disappointed. "Nar, nar," said she, and in the voice of many, "only there's something I'd have you do before I take it for my pretty, for my precious, for my ever, to keep and know how I was at this where, at this when." She held out one of the pink rubber pieces, understanding now why Dandolo had cut them off, for he'd had his reasons. Patrick took what she offered and turned it over between his fingers, frowning, as if he had never seen such a thing before. Susanna was sure he had, but how many years ago? How close might he have come to disposing of his tormentor once and for all? And why hadn't Dandolo just killed him then? Because once he took away the erasers, he thought he was safe, she thought. Patrick was looking at her puzzled, beginning to be upset. Susanna sat down beside him and pointed at the blemish on the drawing. Then she put her fingers delicately around Patrick's wrist and drew it toward the paper. At first he resisted, then let his hand, with the pink nubbin in it, be tugged forward. She thought of the shadow on the land that hadn't been a shadow at all, but a herd of great, shaggy beasts Roland called Bannock. She thought of how she'd been able to smell the dust when Patrick began to draw the dust. And she thought of how, when Patrick had drawn the herd closer than it actually was, artistic license, and we all say thank you, it had actually looked closer. She remembered thinking that her eyes had adjusted and now marveled at her own stupidity, as if eyes could adjust to distance the way they could adjust to the dark. No. Patrick had moved them closer. Had moved them closer by drawing them closer. When the hand holding the eraser was almost touching the paper, she took her own hand away. This had to be all Patrick. She was somehow sure of it. She moved her fingers back and forth, miming what she wanted. He didn't get it. She did it again, then pointed to the sore beside the full lower lip.